grandmother, Addie Wilkinson, wishing you a Merry Christmas on this December 1993. I was born in the year of 1898. I'm 95 years old and will be 96 this coming March. My mother's name was Maggie Irene. My father's name was Norman Van Atten. There was five in her family. My dad's name was John Richard Dunlap. His father's name was John Robert Dunlap. And his mother's name was Emily Brown. They came from Virginia in a covered wagon drawn by oxen. They settled in Springfield, Illinois. The Dunlap home still stands and is still in the Dunlap family today. My father was 23 years old and my mother was 19 when they were married. They had 8 children, 6 girls and 2 boys. When mother and dad moved from Springfield, Illinois, Clara, their oldest daughter, was 12. Emma was 11. John was 9, Debbie was 7, and Mary was 4. Dad was a farmer and did custom thrashing. They moved to Mexico, Missouri. There Addie, Minnie, and Jimmy were born. In 1907, Dad and a neighbor made a trip to Clovis, New Mexico, and filed on a claim on 160 acres of land located 13 miles northwest of Clovis. By living on the land and farming it for 18 months, known as homesteading, they became the owners. In this way, much of the land in the United States was settled. In 1908, they made the move from the farm near Mexico, Missouri. Dad rented a railroad car and loaded all our possessions onto it, furniture and all of the machinery and household furniture were included. In addition to Dad's farm machinery, ten horses was, and one milk cow was on board. Even the farm dog made the trip with the livestock. And Dad had to unload at Texaco, New Mexico, just before he got to the New Mexico line because the tariff in New Mexico was so high. And it was 13 miles from Texaco, where he unloaded, to Clovis. And he had to haul all of that stuff out to this ranch by team. And then he built a, he and my brother, John, built a house for us to live in. And it was a story and a half tall with 2 16-foot rooms down and up. There was a bed in each room. The bed in the kitchen was what we used to call a folding bed. Now it usually referred to now as a Murphy bed. I don't know where they got the, where that name came from. The first improvement to be had on this ranch was a well had to be dug because we hauled water from the railroad, which was the Santa Fe Railroad, to in an 8-barrel tank to water all that stock and to for our use. But we didn't go right then. We stayed back. Mother and we kids stayed back in Missouri with my sisters until Dad got this all arranged for us, which was about 3 months. And then the first thing after we got there, Dad had to, this well dug, and he got the drillers from Amarillo, Texas. They struck a fine sheet of water at 345 feet. And they began to think they weren't going to strike water. That was quite a ways to dig. And my father built a windmill. He was a jack of all trades. He could do anything. Next, he built a platform about 5 feet tall and put a 50-gallon tank on it. That, now, I don't mean gallon, I mean barrel, 50-barrel on it. In this way, we had running water to the house as well as to the tank of water for the livestock. That, there was no school or schoolhouse the first year. By the next year, there was another, there were other homesteaders. We went together and built a one-room schoolhouse in the corner of a 640 acres, known as Schoolhouse Section. The land was open range, which meant anyone could graze their livestock on the land. Farmers paid a fee for grazing rights. The livestock had to be branded. Each farmer or rancher had a brand, and it was registered at the courthouse. There were no fences on this open range. Not even around the schoolhouse. And a barn with stalls was built as a number of children rode horses or came in conveyances of some sort. Aunt Mary, Aunt Minnie, and Uncle Jim and I had a one-horse buggy. At noon, we would feed and water our horse. Feed was bought from home. A cistern had to be dug at the schoolhouse. Water was hauled from this railroad 13 miles away to the school. The older boys would pump a bucket full of water and carry it into the schoolhouse. There was a dipper which everybody drank out of. There was about 30 to 35 children by then. The students moved from grade to grade depending on how they could manage. They were at readings. Promotion times was at Christmas program. At the end of the school year, there was a program referred to as what we called exercises. This consisted of memorized poems, speeches delivered by the pupil, group singing, possibly a play, or a march performed by several students. This was followed by basket dinner at noon. Now, most people referred to it as a covered dish or a contributor dinner. The morning class program was usually a recitation period, which was a review of a previous one. When we lived in New Mexico, there was only 4 Dunlap children living at home. Mary was 14, Eddie was 10, Minnie 8, and Jim 6. We all went to Clovis to finish our high school. When a dreaded sandstorm arrived, the wind was strong that the windmill had to be turned off or it would be damaged. The doors and windows were fitted, but sand and dust would still get in. Mother had to take up her carpet or it could not get it swept clean. A garden was made and it was irrigated from this well, and we had a good garden, but we couldn't raise Irish potatoes and we couldn't raise tomatoes. Sweet potatoes were raised, but they wouldn't keep. Neither would home canned foods. Pinto beans was a successful crop and was our source of protein. Finally, a steer was butchered. A 52-gallon barrel was set in the corner of the kitchen. Water and salt was added to this barrel of water until an egg would float. Hunks of beef were cut up and put in it. Mother would soak the salt out when she wanted some to cook. Cucumbers and green beans were preserved in this manner too. Canned tomatoes and corn were bought by the case. Flour and sugar were bought in a 100-pound sack, as well as potatoes. We had many exciting experiences growing up on the ranch in New Mexico. Aunt Minnie and I herded the cattle on the loose range. Farming was not easy. It was called dry land farming. We rented farming land from and raised Milo. We rented this land from the settlers that were neighbors down there by us, and they went back home where they came from. Today, this dry land farming is called irrigating farming, and Uncle Jim and I were the farmhands that Dad had. Aunt Minnie stayed in the house and helped Mother. Aunt Mary went to Clovis to school. She worked for her room and board in Clovis, and she finished her high school in 3 years, and then she got our school to teach. And she and Uncle Jim drove 5 miles to school. Now, I married Grandpa in 1917, who was Grandpa Bud Benton B. Wilkinson. I was 19 and he was 21. He was born near Chapel Hill, Missouri. He came to Clovis, New Mexico to visit his sister, Winnie, and her husband, who taught in our school. Bud, Grandpa, and I moved to Kansas City in 1919. In 1920, we moved to Cushing, Oklahoma, where Bud worked in the oil field. In 1921, Charles Richard was born in Cushing, Oklahoma. In 1925, Robert Eugene Bob was born in Kansas City, Missouri. Grandpa and I moved back to Kansas City in 1923. Grandpa Bud and I went to work for the Methodist. I didn't go to work very hard. I stayed at home. But he went to work at the Methodist Public House at 1121 McGee. Today it is only a parking lot. And we lived in Kansas City, and he worked for about 19 years at the Methodist Publishing House, and they disbanded. And he worked a couple years, 1 year at DeSoto, and then he was determined he was going to have a farm. So he bought this farm that we're on in 1944. And it was all brush, and Bob was getting ready to go to the service. And this farm that we bought was in great need of repair. We had an awful creek that we had to cross to get up to our house from the main road. And that main road was a dirt road. We didn't have lights when out here then. But we did get lights in 1949. And we bought our place in 44. And I if I went to town, I would have to, I would have to walk about a half a mile to the car and to catch a bus to go to the city or any place else. And I went to my folks. My dad passed away, was what happened. And when I came back home, your grandpa was supposed, Bud was supposed to meet me at Elm. And he left the car down there, but he didn't, he wasn't there. He had gone to help his brother do something. And I came on home and I was kind of put out that he didn't meet me. So I decided, we had planned to do some repair on the house anyway. So I decided I was going to take a partition out of one of the rooms into a big hall, which was a great surprise when he got home, because I had taken that partition out. Well, I don't know much else, only in 1944 we moved to this farm, and I still live here. And your Bud, your grandpa, passed away April the 20th, 1975, and is buried in Odessa, in the Odessa Cemetery. He was 79 years old. He died in Tucson, Arizona. And that's my life, I think. I love you. Love you all. So I'm happy. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to each and every one of you.
Want anything else?